Welcome to the Simplicity of Wellness podcast. I'm your host, board-certified holistic nutritionist and professional life coach, Amy White. The purpose of this podcast is to share information that you can use to become leaner, stronger, and healthier by losing weight, shedding inches, maintaining muscle, and managing your mind, all while living your normal, busy life in this modern, sugar-filled world. Hello, Simplifiers. Today, I want to talk about the difference between losing weight for the last time and dieting with an expectation that you're going to lose weight. I think they are very different things, and I believe there are five foundational differences when it comes to losing weight for the last time. Today, I want to go through what I believe those five foundational components are when it comes to losing weight for the last time. The first difference is the way you think about the weight loss. The focus isn't on a specific goal. It's not on the bathroom scale. It's much more about why you want to lose the weight, why you want to achieve the goal. And this is the thing that will create long-term success. Why is what helps you course correct and create consistency. Why is what's going to keep you excited because you're focused on where you're going. You can actually see and feel what will be different. You can visualize your future, get excited about how it looks and how it's going to be different. That's the difference between just having that simple bathroom scale goal and having a why. Why do you want to lose this weight? What do you see in your future? How are things going to be different? When you have that excitement, you're able to create consistency. But more importantly, you are able to course correct because you don't see something that maybe didn't go the way you expected as a huge problem. You see it as an opportunity to learn. You're thinking, okay, well, that didn't actually go the way I expected. So what did I learn from that and how can I do things differently? You're thinking long term, so course correcting makes sense. There's no short-term goal here. You're looking at the big picture, which means that of course you're going to try to figure it out. You're going to want to know, well, what's working and what's not working, and then adjust as needed. Because again, it's long-term. There's no finish line. It takes all of that pressure off, and it just makes everything that you're doing into a lifestyle choice, which is exactly what you want and what you need for weight loss for the last time. You have to change how you live so that the way you live supports the body and health that you want without doing anything weird or feeling restricted or deprived. That is the ultimate goal. Number two is tapping into your personal tolerance level for discomfort. When I talk about discomfort, I'm not talking about feeling hungry or deprived. I'm talking about your tolerance level for the discomfort of the mind drama that is going to come up. You are going to have all kinds of feelings coming up as you start to get more comfortable controlling food or controlling how you feel around food. So there's a difference between biological hunger and emotional hunger. And anybody who's carrying extra weight is likely dealing with some emotional hunger. So you have to start to be able to recognize the difference between biological hunger, which actually starts in your tummy and moves up to your brain, versus emotional hunger, which starts in our brain and then sort of filters down into our belly. They're very different. And losing weight for the last time means that you actually can recognize the difference and manage the mind drama that comes with the emotional hunger, meaning you can recognize when you're hungry for something, but it's not food, and you're unwilling to feed that emotion or hide that emotion with food. So you're gonna have to feel it. You're gonna have to work through it. And it's actually all okay. That's super, super normal. This is probably the part that's the hardest, right? Figuring out what to eat, when to eat, you know, how your body works. This is all online. You can get all of this information. You can Google. The mind drama, that's trickier. This is where the coaching becomes really important. And that's primarily what I do with my clients. I have an entire online course that takes them through the nutritional principles that we talk about and they're working on. But Every week during our coaching calls, we're going to talk about the nutrition, but we're going to get into the mind drama. Well, what do you think about that? How did it make you feel? What's going on? The major shifts happen when you start to manage your mind. Being able to recognize that you're going to have a personal tolerance for feeling uncomfortable when your brain's saying, we better go eat those donuts or we better eat all of those cookies, but you're not hungry. There's a reason that you want to eat the donuts and you want to eat the cookies, and you actually, because you're not going to eat the donuts and cookies, you actually have to kind of sit with it and start to recognize, what's making me want to eat the cookies and the donuts? What's going on in my brain that's really uncomfortable that I do not want to deal with, which is why I'd rather eat the cookies and the donuts? Managing that component is huge. And I will say, when it comes to wanting to lose weight for the last time, you're at a place where you're ready. You're ready to dive in and you're ready to handle that part of the equation. Number three is having curiosity about yourself. This is when you're willing to let go of the negative self-talk and self-loathing. One of my coaching friends came up with a term, and I just love it so much, I have to use it. And she called it compassionate curiosity. So you are going to have self-compassion, and you're going to listen. You're going to look at yourself and think, okay, that wasn't how I expected things to go, or I did this thing off plan. What was going on? What was I thinking? You want to check in with your brain and just really seriously be like, hey brain, what's up? What was going on? Who was I with? What was I doing? What wasn't I doing? Why was I feeling uncomfortable? So again, this speaks back to that idea of course correcting. There's no self-loathing. Nothing has gone wrong. You're just learning. You're learning your brain. You're learning your body cues. Everything is going exactly as planned. Remember, long-term picture here. We're trying to figure it all out. So we're having this compassionate curiosity and we're checking in with ourselves so we can go, okay, so what went well? What didn't go well? And now, because I'm checking in and I'm investigating how I was feeling, what I was doing, what was going on, I can make a plan for how I'm going to do things differently. That's what course correcting is all about. And when you can have this compassionate curiosity instead of internal self-loathing and this negative talk that sends you into a horrible spiral, you will make progress. You will see change, not just in your body and health goals, but in yourself as a person overall, when you have that awareness and ability to course correct. Number four is taking the time every day to enjoy the view of your future, to really play in your brain. Remember why you're doing what you're doing. Remember what the goal is. Remember what your vision is. What are you seeing? How is life different? What will you be doing? Think about how you get up today and the things that you do and how that's going to be different when you are that future self, when you have lost that weight for the last time and you're no longer somebody who thinks about dieting. You're no longer somebody who has to micromanage their food. Everything just happens naturally. You're very weight stable. You're feeling incredibly good in your body. What are you doing? What is different from today in that future vision? Who are you with? What are you doing? What are you eating? How do you feel? All of the things. Paint the picture. It's your picture. You get to paint it. You get to go crazy here. What do you want? Make it part of the vision. And take time every day to sit and play around with that vision. Have fun. Feel it. Feel what it's like when you're thinking of yourself as that future version of yourself. Feel the emotion that goes with that. What does it feel like to be living life as that person? And then number five is you have to be honest with yourself. Really sit down. Are you a DIYer? Are you somebody who likes to do things on your own? Or are you somebody who needs regular guidance and support? Again, this is a long-term picture we're looking at here. You are going to have all of these amazing mileposts along the way. It's an upward trajectory. Do you need help getting to the final vision? Or can you do it by yourself? I can use my sister as an example here. She is a DIYer. My sister wants to do things her way on her time frame. She basically will get her mind set on something and then she will make that her job. She will focus all of her attention 100% on mastering whatever it is, this thing that she's decided she must do or have. She's amazing at that. But she will literally tell you, she will make it her job. She will wake up thinking about it. She'll spend her whole day working on it. She'll go to bed thinking about it. She is a true DIYer and she basically is amazing and masters all kinds of crazy things. Me, on the other hand, I like to think I'm a DIYer, but in reality, I tend to have questions. And when I have questions, I want somebody to answer my questions. I want to know that there's a person that I can go to who will respond to me and have answers. I don't like to sit in indecision. And if I have questions, I tend to sit in indecision because I'm thinking, well, I don't want to make the wrong choice, or what if it makes it worse if I do that instead of this? You know, my head can spin. So I really do want to be able to contact somebody and I want help. I want guidance. I want support. I want that pat on the back that I'm doing things right, or that, you know, things are going well. For me, that's so important. So again, you have to be honest with yourself. What works for you? Can you find the information and do it yourself? Can you make it work? Or do you really actually need the guidance and the support and the assistance to move along that path toward that future goal? Okay, let me recap the five foundational components that I believe are necessary when you want to lose weight for the last time. There's definitely a shift in how you think. So number one is your focus. It's going to be on the bigger picture rather than a simple change on the bathroom scale. Number two, knowing that you are going to have mind drama and that you are going to have to find your personal tolerance level for how you can manage and handle that mind drama. Perhaps that means you are going to find somebody to help you basically learn how to manage your mind, because it is something you can do on your own, but often you need help at the beginning so you know how to kind of self-coach yourself. Number three, have curiosity about yourself. Remember, no self-loathing. You're going to have compassionate curiosity. You're not going to get worried when you go off plan or you do something that you don't feel like was the right thing. It's all fine. You're just figuring it out. You're course correcting and actually learning how to course correct. Nothing has gone wrong. This is exactly what I needed to happen so that I could learn this next thing, because I'm actually building a lifestyle. Number four is you're going to take time every day to enjoy the future. You're going to sit down every day and let your brain go crazy and have fun playing in that future vision. What do you see? What do you want? Who are you with? What are you doing? How do you feel? What are you thinking? All the fun stuff. Then number five is you have to be honest with yourself. Are you a DIYer or are you somebody who's going to need regular guidance and support? The final thing that I want to say about losing weight for the last time is it may not be time for you. And that's okay. As I said, losing weight for the last time, there are a bunch of mental shifts that happen when you get to that place and you're ready to get leaner, stronger, and healthier, which is how I would describe somebody who has lost weight for the last time. They're leaner, they're stronger, they're healthier. They're living at their healthy adult weight without having to micromanage all kinds of little pieces. They're not spinning a whole bunch of plates in the air anymore, because their normal lifestyle, which feels very natural and easy to them, supports their leaner, stronger, and healthier body. So it just happens every day by the way they live their life. Not everybody is ready to go in and lose weight for the last time. And that's perfectly fine. It's a process. And dieting is part of that process. You learn about yourself. And when you're ready to finally be over the dieting and lose weight for the last time, you'll know it. Nothing has gone wrong. You have my five foundational components to what I believe are important when you're ready to lose weight for the last time. So you can go back and you can check in on those, see where you fall, how you're feeling, and when you're ready, you're ready. Thank you so much for listening. Please drop some stars, drop a quick review. It really helps me. It helps the podcast. And I so appreciate you being here and sharing the information with friends and family. And I will see you in the next episode. Have you ever said to yourself, I wish someone would just tell me what to eat? If so, today is your day. Go to the show notes and click the link, Your Healthy Kitchen, What to Eat, to download the starter food list that I share with all of my Hangry to Healthy weight loss clients. These are the foods that will calm your gut, eliminate the bloat, boost your energy, and shift you into a fat burner. This list is your first step toward body balance and weight loss for the last time.